big news from a Donegal point of view. I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by Patsy McGonigal. And the news filtering through, Mark English has won the 800 metre final, Patsy.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, as expected, and he was, of course, the favourite for the event. But it was just, again, the manner of his performance. And it was how controlled and how in control he was throughout it. You know, they went through in 59 at 400 metres. And then he slotted into second spot. He followed the young fellow called Duncan, and he just sat on his shoulder. And when the pressure came on, you know, you would have thought he might have been caught simply because he was kind of he wasn't focused. Well, he focused certainly, but he just kind of let it kind of go away from him. But he just changed gears and he got to the line. So no difficulty whatsoever, and a 151 odd for him there. And that to underline just where he's at. That's his sixth national title. His sixth national title, going back many years, and you know, that's so significant from 2011 right through. And then we have the fact that, you know what, the statistics on him right now, with 2 weeks to go, one hopes that 2 weeks tonight he'll be in that final, in that European final. He has medaled previously at European indoor level, and you know, we don't want to throw too much pressure on him, but he's going extremely well, and he is the sixth fastest European at the moment over 800 metres. So very, 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 very positive, very, very confident, and you know, he just added another national 800 metres title to his CV. So well done. Another young athlete from Donegal was grabbing a medal earlier as well, a young Lauren Callaghan from Finn Valley, her first ever senior medal in the triple jump, getting third, so she'll be over the moon. She has been jumping extremely well, jumped and medaled at the Scottish Championships a few weeks ago, and her coach Paul Wilkinson will be delighted with that, because he's worked over a number of years with her to bring her right through the age groups, and she's still a very young athlete, so very pleasing as well. And that adds to yesterday's tally, of course, Patrick, that you know, we had somewhere like a new championship best performance from her. What does that mean? Well, in the championships, you know, they make this championship performance. You know, what did it take to win the championship? 180. It was a 185. Was the best ever that the title was won on previously. She went 186 yesterday. So somewhere like in good form, and she will be going to the European Championships as well. So that's really positive. And Brendan Boyce, of course, was second in the walk yesterday at 2016, with only about 6 weeks training, because he had an injury situation there back around Christmas, and afterwards he was to go to Bratislava, didn't go to Bratislava because of a hamstring injury. So good, he'll be really pleased that he's back in competitive form. And Geraldine Stewart from the Tyrconnell Club, she finished third in the shot. So, and the interesting thing about Geraldine Stewart is, you know, she has consistently medaled both indoors and outdoors, again, over many, many years in the sport. So that's going to be the tally for the Donegal contingent in these indoor 2019 championships. Mark English and Somer Leckie, no doubt tonight, will be named on the European indoor team for Glasgow 2 weeks this weekend.
Okay, Patsy, it's been a fantastic weekend for all involved in athletics. No doubt you'd be very happy with the performances of everybody.
Absolutely. I mean, those were the athletes that the attention was on. Kelly McGrory ran here earlier as well. She's from Tyrconnell. She did well to make the final. She needed to run faster. I said that on the program yesterday. I said that, you know, her 56-odd wouldn't be enough. She finished fifth today, and that's about where she's at the moment. But great to get to the final. The young DCU student who competes out of the Tyrconnell Club and has been in the sport since she was a young girl. I mean, it's great to get to the final. And, you know, she is a 400-metre hurdler, so she battled strong, she battled hard, but again, the second fastest girl in the world right now is Phil Healy, and she won the event and she just walked away from them. Sophie Becker was second. Both those girls are going to the European Championship, so she was in a very good field. So yes, very happy, and all the athletes that you would anticipate, and Lauren Callaghan is an add-on to all that. We didn't know how well she would do, but she certainly coped very, very well.
And just touching on Mark English, coming back to him again, Patsy, I know you're excited about his form currently.
Absolutely, I'm very, very, very excited, and of course I'll be in Glasgow to report on that one. And you know, I'm excited. Yes, I am excited. I like the look of him right now, and you know, he looks like a guy who's back to his very best, and he is the Irish record holder, indoor 800 metre record holder. He has done a 146.94 this year, and a 146.92 is his Irish record. So, you know, he ran so well during the week too in Athlone, you know, so just get it all together now, and just fingers crossed that everything, that he might just, but first of all, he's got to get to the final, and then let's see what happens.